Playboy Playboys to the entire universe, Kevin Kugler.
I'm on the Avenue of Baugh and the intersection of Baugh.
The Koogmeister, Kevin Kugler.
Now that was
a That's a show.
Right here on 1620 The Zone.
He's been to Camp Randall, Happy Valley, PBA, Assembly Hall, Cover, Hockey, Prison Center, Champaign, Urbana, Sochi, Russia, Hinesville, TCF, Cole Center, the Big House, Horseshoe, the College World Series, Final Four, Ryanfield, Memorial Stadium, Lambeau Field, Jerry World, Took the Fix at all of them. Cougars everywhere, man. Cougars been everywhere.
So George had a bet that I would cry today, and I didn't cry in that last segment, and we'll see if we can get through this segment. Kevin Kugler joins us now. Kevin, are you going to make me cry? We just got to know. I got to know.
Help a brother
this
out,
now.
Kevin.
Here's the thing. I have prepared a couple of things you're going to need to know as you embark on retirement.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yep.
One, they'll if you go to different plasma centers, they'll let you sell 2 to 3 times a week. See, okay. They don't keep great records at these places.
Okay.
And clearly you're going to need the money after you walk off this plank. So you're going to need to go somewhere and sell plasma. That's the first thing.
Right.
I would recommend using an alias in different places, like Thick Knob, perhaps, or Neil Nelkin.
Neil Nelkin, yes.
Pretty much every place around.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's going to be a problem. By the way, I left this stupid radio station a bunch of years ago, and Neil couldn't even be bothered to come on the air to say goodbye when I left. I walked out the door that day. I'm like, you know this is my last day, right? He's like, yeah, I don't really care. Get out. We got Schick coming in. It's going to be a great afternoon show. And then Schick's aunt dies. And then all of a sudden his aunt dying got him a job at ESPN.
Yep.
Somehow.
Yep.
And then Bishop's show. I mean, it's, yeah. So number one, plasma.
Plasma.
Number two, and I think this is important. We've used this a lot. People don't think you can recycle paper plates and use them over and over again, but you can. You can use them over and over again.
Okay,
I've been
plates.
Able to stretch
for seven
years now a 100-count package of paper plates. We don't even wash dishes anymore.
Okay.
I'll just wipe that paper plate off with, you know, my arm. And if you put it in the sun for a while, that thing's as good as clean.
Okay.
And you can put something else on now. I mean, really now it's so encrusted with stuff, it's almost like having porcelain.
Okay.
So there's a couple of tips for you as you embark on what's likely going to be a life of poverty. And I think this is, I mean, I think this is great. So I'm excited for you. I know whatever this cockamamie scheme of yours is going to work out great.
Yeah, I bet.
It's going to just be awesome. I'm really, really excited. I mean, who leaves a radio station in July? I mean, come on. You're missing out on such great sports topics as Media Day and then the countdown to the college football season where inevitably you kill time talking about Boise State as if anybody around here gives a rip about what Boise State is going to do during their football season.
Yeah.
I mean, you're missing out on all that fun.
Yeah, I know. That was the hardest part about this. Yeah.
Football game this fall.
Right.
What are you going to do after a Husker football game when you can't get a call from some dude who's been drinking his you-know-what off in lot D?
Yeah.
Fourth team offensive line didn't play better than that. Man, the regret will be full.
Big time. I know.
Where you're like, man, I'm just hanging out at home watching sports.
What am I doing?
Going to the station and overreacting to things, darn it.
I know. Okay, well, this is good. I mean, you gave me advice. This is fitting. You gave me advice on how to enter into a radio show. Now you're giving me advice as I enter into whatever it is that I'm going to do right now. And it's all very good advice, sound advice right now. This is good.
One of the things I always recommend is just going scorched earth anytime you leave anything.
Yes.
So, I mean,
yeah.
If you could, on your way out, just douse the place in gasoline and light it on fire, I see no downside to that for your career. I mean, if Wednesday just turns into sort of your Festivus show,
yep,
where you got a lot of problems with a lot of people and you're going to air your grievances from 11 to 2, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, that was the plan. That was going to be 3 hours of going person by person and just letting some things off my chest, letting it fly, all right?
Queerson, I got a lot of problems with you.
Andy Kindy, let me tell you, Andy, I got a big problem with you. That's coming up on Wednesday on Game Time and the mailbag. So in the mailbag, and then we'll just crush people. That'll be what the plan will be.
Oh my gosh! Well, I am very excited for you. In all seriousness, here's the thing, and I'm sure very few people actually remember this because there's been so many years of 10 to be exact of your hosting shows in one way or another on the radio station, whether it be the Schick and Nick Show, RIP, or Game Time. The very beginning of Nick Baugh's career came when we called Nick Baugh. We heard he was transferring from Kansas, and I heard he was a broadcast major. And I'm like, okay, Creighton doesn't actually have a broadcast school, so he's clearly not going to get any work doing broadcasting. So I've got to figure out a way to help this guy out. And I'm like, let's bring him on, and we'll do a weekly Creighton report while he redshirts, and he'll tell us stories about Creighton. And it was great, and we loved it. And Nick was terrific, as if anybody remembers this report, which I'm sure no one does because it was 1,000 years ago. But Nick came on every week during his redshirt year and would talk to Michael and I about what's going on with the Jays and what's coming up. And, he'd divulge game plans, and he'd tell us great stories about Dana Altman's drunken escapades on court. And, he didn't coach with pants on again today, guys. It's the fourth time this week. And we'd all laugh, and we'd have a great time about that. And then Nick goes on to play, and so we, the next year, are like, that was awesome. Let's do it again. We call Creighton, well, fellas, and I can't do it, Dana, like you can't. So basically, he said, no, we're not doing that anymore. We're not letting anybody who's in a redshirt year do a radio show with you schmucks. And that was kind of the end of it. So Nick was a one-and-done kind of thing, but it was really that moment. You just know, at least I'd like to think I know, when somebody's got what it takes to do this. And I knew at that moment that you had what it took. You've got a great personality. You're willing to learn. You study your tail off. You are incredibly, incredibly talented. You've got a great personality. And I'm honored to have gone from old man calling some college student on the phone every week and talking to him on the air and being stupid to considering you at least a very strong acquaintance right now. And I'm happy that we've progressed to that point. I'm awfully proud of you. I just know that there are great things in the future for you because there are great things in the present for you. And I couldn't be more excited for you. There's so much to come for Nick Baugh that I can't see where the future is going to be because it's too bright. I can't look down that road right now. It's just too bright. I'm fired up. I'm fired up to see what it is. I'm excited for the day down the road where I call Nick for something. He's like, yeah, I don't actually remember you. I'm kind of a big deal. You're going to need to talk with my people at this point. And I kind of get the hand treatment.
Right.
Maybe someday I'll get the chance to be called Patna, like his boy on the air. Yeah. But no, I'm excited. It's sad for me because, I've enjoyed, this has been my last sort of tie to 1620, and now that there's no Game Time, there's no weekly appearance for Kevin Kugler, so
right.
I guess that ends
right,
the,
that's it.
I guess that ends my 1620 run, which is fine. I mean, most people are happy to hear that. That's probably the best news of the day. But I am very sad to see you leave 1620, but I'm very excited to see where you're going to be. And you know what? I know I'm going to get to see you because I'll probably do some games this fall and winter, so I'm really not stressing about it because it's summer and Nick's not doing shows starting Thursday and it'll be
okay.
It'll be just great.
It will be. I mean, Kevin, you are a deflector and a joke maker when people try to get sappy with you, and I get it. Crying to another man is lame, Kevin. It's lame, but. If it wasn't, that's it. Let me tell you, if it wasn't for you, I would not be in this position.
Don't blame me for your life.
I am now unemployed because of you. Thanks for that. But you were the one that gave me the opportunity to get in the door here. And within that, I studied you, tried to mimic a lot of the things that you did with your broadcasting career, and it's a lot of people can go their whole life and not find a friend as good as you, but also not find a mentor as good as you. And Damn it,
yeah,
Kevin.
George wins his bet.
Yes, he did. There hasn't been a single big moment in my career that the first person I call isn't you. And that's not just because I want to share in good moments with you, but I need your advice. I need your guidance. And I'm just so lucky that I was able to come across someone like you. And I appreciate it. I mean, I know you get super busy, but you always find time for me. And it just means a lot, Kev. It does, man. So I can't thank you enough, man.
You are more than worth it. You always have been. And look, you've been through so much over these last 10 years, whether it's the ups and downs of getting fired from a show, the ups and downs of, you know, the fun you and Matt used to have and the fun we'd have when we'd see each other in the studios, to the chance to get to do games, to the opportunity that you've had now to do even more games and to branch your career out, to the health scare that you went through a few years ago when we were all so nervous, and much to your wife's regret, I got a hold of her cell phone and started texting her on a regular basis, to which made she then quickly changed her cell phone number once you got into good health. I mean, so many moments in your life, and it's been my honor to share them with you. It's been my honor to be even a little part of the rise of Nick Baugh. And I was told a long time ago by Ian Eagle, who is a very smart man and a very accomplished broadcaster, obviously, the more people that can claim credit for your career, the better your career is going. Well, the good news is there are a lot of people who can claim a lot of credit for what Nick Baugh has been able to do. And the number one person in that list is Nick Baugh. You've done this, man. This is you. There's great things ahead for you. And I'm just excited that I'm going to I may be off the air at 1620 now, but I'm not off the Nick Baugh bandwagon, and I'm not out of the Nick Baugh life. So, you know, it's you're not getting rid of me. You may be getting rid of your radio show, but you're not getting rid of me, my brother. So, I'm excited to see what's next. I'm excited that George won his bet.
Yeah, he did it.
There's a lot to be excited about in this show today. And I love you, Nick. You know that. And I'm excited for the future. And I know you got to get going, because even though it's your last, I mean, really, you don't have to.
I don't have to do anything anymore.
Nope.
Are they going to fire you? I mean, you're leaving in 3 days. Right? Yeah. Oh, man. 3 hours straight with no commercials. It's fun for my time. It's a 5 hour show of commercials.
Kevin, I still have to work here. We can't do that.
Yeah, we're going to get George fired. We don't want that to happen,
no.
You know?
Oh, no. George. Yeah, that's right. George.
Yeah, we don't want him.
All right. I thought maybe George was just going to come to your house and produce 3 hours of your day on a normal.
Yes.
But I guess that's not
in his plans, I don't think.
All right, well, enjoy. Here's my last bit of advice, and I'll let you go. Savor these last couple days of shows. It'll be fun. You'll have a lot of people telling you how great you are and how much they'll miss you, and you'll be thinking, oh, my gosh, did I make a horrible mistake? I had no idea all these people liked me. Just keep doing what you're doing, because in a week they're not even going to remember who you are. They're not going to want to talk to you. So savor the moments while they last, because as of next week, nobody gives a rip about you or your show. And you'll just be wandering up to Mava going, you know, Mava, if Kobe came back to play tomorrow, could he average double figures? Come on, give me your opinion on that, Mava. And she's going to be like, I just want to go swim at my aunt's. And that's really going to be all there.
Again, great advice as I walked in the door. Great advice as I'm walking out the door. Kevin, hey, appreciate it, man. We'll get some beers soon. Thank you.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Kevin Kugler. Man. Well, George, you won your bet. I knew once I opened that door to go with Kevin, it wasn't gonna end well. That guy, though. Listen. If it wasn't for him, not only for me, but everything that this is, and by this I mean 1620, that's the guy. That is the guy. He built this thing. I'm just trying. I still to this day just don't mess up what Kevin built. It's the mantra of Game Time. Don't mess up what Kevin built. That's what it is. So, all right, I need to get a hold of myself. And we'll try to talk some sports today. We'll try. All right. Game time.